Vamos lá, babado. Isso é pior antes. Eu acho que não é sadhu. Who has the recognition from our Guru Maharaj as sadhu. Vamos lá, babado. He was living in the strict sense the life of a babaji, indifferent to the world. And he was seen with them smoking. And so many things were scattered around his ashram. The fish, Ashkiki was the fish covers.
Scale.
All these things. He wanted to keep himself aloof from the present society by this thing. Smoking publicly. But he was indifferent to all these wanted things. And really, in the heart, searching after Krishna. And in spite of so many opposite signs in his character, he has recognition from our Guru Maharaj, he is a real Vaishnava living here. But so many Vrindavan Babajis, they are cancelled, imitations. But Vaishnava's Babaji is not imitations. As we are the Hankarinda of Prabhupada Krishna. Once he told, there was an earthquake and the temple was demolished and the gold Nidai was within the temple and they had smashed. He is talking to his audience. They say that they are not. They are not children of such type that they will be matched. They played already this way. Not material substance, it's I go, that they were matched by temple crash. But peculiarity is this. He lived whole life almost in Navadvip. But before passing away, he went to his own home in Mymansingh district somewhere. And there he left his body. And before his passing away, there are many people, itches, and blood oozing, something like that. And he used to advertise, "What type of sadhu I am, you come and see." You come. What class of saint is myself? You see all this, the result of my bad karma. I am a worst type of man. Don't take me as a saint, as a sadhu. And the worst of the worst. Otherwise you can't say that so many things has come in my body, in this way. Went once to Vrindavan, and he came away and went to his home, previous home, and there he died. Bansilas Bhavani. Half man, he was wandering in the streets of Navadvipa. I saw him several times when I came here. To stay alone. Sometimes I used to go to his ashram at night. One night I was seen, night means in the evening, I was sitting there. I saw him very much enraged. "Why you, so many men here? Don't you find here is Rupamanjari? Rupamanjari is here. And why were so many men wandering? Like perhaps in the mood of Jashoda, he is talking like that. Apparently irrelevant. There's a woman, that girl, young girl here, and you men are some making crowd here, quarreling. Go ahead. One gentleman is singing some Narottama poetry, Sri Swami of Narottam. Then after it is finished, he remarked, you only repeated the sound, but the real influence, impression, he caught, he realized. You are only superficially, you repeated the sound only, but the inner voltage is not known to you at all. You are partner, that partner. The feeling, the strong feeling suggested by that song, that hit whom he can know the power underlying that song. But you are only repeating physically. You do not feel what is, what holds energy within, you do not know. Only superficially you are repeating the sound. But the voltage within, the meaning, that struck whose heart he feels how much energy is there. He remarks like that. Like an ordinary man on the surface, he only repeating the sound. But the meaning, the deeper meaning underlying the sound, that has touched one's heart, whose heart he knows what is there, contained in that song. What of song? Only the name, the simple name of Krishna. What voltage is within? Who can understand? According to the depth of one's realization, the word will react. Simply the name of Krishna. Tundi tandavini ratini vituruti tundavuli lavadhai karna krura karambini ghatayati karna budhi vashpriyam chetu prangana sandini vijayati sadvendayanankati nujani janita kiyodhi ramitai krishniti varnadhai. That is said by Purnamasi in Vrindavan. Oh, what power is behind this word, Krishna. Tunji tandavini vatimitunji. When I take it in the tongue, I pronounce, then it creates a force, making mad. Tandavini. One tongue is not sufficient. I should have many tongues, so I could maybe satisfy something by taking the name of Krishna. That aspiration, that deep, intolerable feeling within. The one tongue is not sufficient. Millions of tongues necessary to pronounce the word Krishna. So sweet, so sweet. Nothing with the Tundavali. Karna Krura Karambini. When I hear that sound, Krishna, Karna Krura Karambini, Karna, millions of years, I feel necessary. 1 or 2 years is not sufficient. Years on all sides will hear the sweet name of Krishna. That sort of feeling arises within. Karnat Buddhist Bhas. Chetu Prangana Sandini Vijayati Sat. And when it goes and enters the heart, paralyzes all other activity. Such a feeling comes within, that whole thing is paralyzed. Tundi Tandavini Ratin Vitamiti Tundya Buddhi Ravadhai Karnat Kuro Karambini Ghatayati Karnat Buddhi Vipasya. Chetu Prangana Sandini Vijayati Sarvendriya Nankati Nujani Janita Kiyodhvira Mitari Krishniti Vatnadjali. I can't estimate with how much and what type of nectar the name Krishna. This is only two letters. But it is the production of what wonderful thing. I can't estimate. What is this? Then Rudvasan, the Babhrama Bhangsiddhan. When the flute, sound of the flute came from Krishna, what was the effect? Vidhishchaturayam, Prabhu Goswami has given description. The Brahma, he is looking this side, that side. From what side this sort of sound is coming? The creator of this world, he is perplexed. What's that this peculiar sound coming from? He's looking this side, that side. What? Ramantadi, who is supposed to carry this whole world on his head, Chatulayan, Vedic Chatulayan, and Bhogindam Aghurnayan, his head is ringing. So he is supposed, at the support of this whole material creation, his head is ringing. So from where this vibration is coming, so sweet, so capturing, in this way, as so many others, Rupa Goswami says, when the sound, sweet sound of the flute of Krishna came. It is something. Sweetness makes of the type of madness, makes mad. So sweet, we cannot adjust, we cannot capture it. Utilize it for our purpose, surpassing all our the feeling of taste, the feeling of measurement of good and bad, of pain and pleasure, all paralyzed, surpassing everything. So sweetness, making mad, forgetting everything. I am nowhere. In the ocean of joy. How much sweetness or ecstasy or pleasure, satisfaction, how much we can take, how much capacity we have got to taste sweetness. Our capacity is very limited. That may be covered by a tinge, and the superfluous things may drown me in that ocean of sweetness. Here I stop today. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Nityananda, Dayal Nityananda, Dayal Nityananda, Dayal Nityananda, Dayal Nityananda.